6. In Endurance's claustrophobic exercise room, Alice plodded away on the treadmill. She had little to do on the long flight but exercise. Puppeteers were the galaxy's consummate worriers, and scant days from New Terra, even Nessus had run out of contingencies to plan for and theories to fret about. On the tarmac, Sigmund had taken Alice aside to warn her Nessus would be stingy with facts. Two relics exchanging the obvious about a third relic. She had promised Sigmund to set aside their differences for the sake of the mission. Also, her differences with Nessus. Once this situation was settled, the puppeteer had a lot of explaining to do. The wallpaper showed rolling forest, the foliage a riot of autumn colors. On solid ground, the view would have been stunning. Here, the imagery only reminded her that behind the thin film display, outside thin ship walls, lurked. Finagle knew what. Something stirred in her gut, whispered unintelligibly in her ears, tickled behind her eyes. Something that her hindbrain denied and her forebrain rejected. Hyperspace couldn't kill any deader than could vacuum, and she had no trouble living around vacuum. But she had grown up in the belt. Vacuum was something to respect, to guard against, but also something understood. Unlike hyperspace. Was hyperspace an alternate reality? Hidden dimension? Parallel universe? She didn't pretend to know. The so-called experts didn't. If anyone understood hyperspace, it was the outsiders. They had invented hyperdrive, which, although they sold it, they themselves never used. That seemed instructive. Blotting sweat from her face and arms with a towel, she abandoned the treadmill. She strode down the corridor to the bridge to check the mass pointer. Because one thing she did understand about hyperspace...